Disability representation in media, breaking free from stereotypes. Media can make or break the way people see the world. It builds heroes, shapes perspectives, and paints entire communities with a few strokes of a script. Yet for decades, disability representation has been a mix of invisibility, pity, or cliché-ridden nonsense. But the world is waking up. The call for better, richer and smarter portrayals of disabled characters isn't a whisper anymore. It has become an earthquake shaking the foundations of an industry that, for too long, got it all wrong. The lazy tropes that won't die. Hollywood and mainstream media have a long history of one-dimensional, uninspired disability tropes. Some refuse to fade away, no matter how outdated or ridiculous they are. The tragic soul, life with a disability is presented as endless sorrow. Cue soft piano music, longing stares, and a storyline soaked in misery. The inspirational machine, a disabled character who exists solely to make others feel good about themselves. If they can do it, what's your excuse? Exhausting. The evil cripple trope, a scar, a limp, or a wheelchair, voila, instant villain. Because apparently, a physical disability equals moral corruption. The punchline: someone's disability is reduced to a gag, like a lazy shortcut to humor. Just know, a shift towards something real. Change is happening, and not by accident. Disabled actors, writers, and directors are forcing the industry to move past its outdated nonsense and tell stories that actually reflect reality. The new wave of representation means disabled actors playing disabled roles. Shocking, right? No more able-bodied actors winning awards for pretending to struggle with something they've never lived. Stories that aren't just about the disability, complex, messy, interesting characters whose disabilities are part of their lives, not their entire identity. Authentic writing teams, because lived experience can't be faked. More disabled writers and consultants means fewer cringe-worthy missteps. Films and shows that are getting it right. Some creators are finally figuring out that people with disabilities deserve better. A Quiet Place 2018, Millicent Simmons, a deaf actress, didn't just play a role, she shaped the way the film told its story. Authentic, immersive, and a major step forward. Sex Education Netflix, Isaac, played by George Robinson, is complex, sometimes likable, sometimes infuriating, just like any great character. His wheelchair isn't his personality. Crip Camp 2020, a documentary that doesn't sugarcoat disability activism. No sad violin soundtrack. Just real people changing the world. The Peanut Butter Falcon 2019, Zach Gottsagen, an actor with Down syndrome, leading a mainstream film unheard of in Hollywood until now. Coda 2021, a coming-of-age story that puts deaf culture front and center. Troy Kotsur, Marley Matlin, and Daniel Durant aren't just playing deaf characters, they are members of the deaf community. Then there's A Different Man 2024 with Adam Pearson, an actor with neurofibromatosis. His presence contributes to the growing representation of individuals with disabilities in cinema. Why this matters? Representation isn't just about seeing oneself reflected on screen. It shapes how society treats disabled people, how laws are written, and how kids grow up viewing the world. The more authentic and layered these portrayals, the harder it becomes for ignorance to thrive. It's about getting rid of outdated, patronizing nonsense and embracing the fact that disability is part of human diversity, not a plot twist. not a punishment, not a tragedy waiting to be fixed. Where do we go from here? The industry has started moving, but the road ahead is long. More disabled storytellers need to be in charge. More networks and studios need to do more. Audiences need to demand better and reject the same old tired tropes. It's happening. Slowly, loudly, irreversibly. The script is being rewritten, and this time, the disabled community is holding the pen.